The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Environmental issues are often debated along party lines, but before the nonpartisan State Corporation Commission submitted comments about the EPA's Clean Power Plan, it first conducted an extensive study and cost analysis. The SEC's Ken Trodd says the plan calls for replacing some of today's electricity generation, but Virginia power companies have already begun a massive overhaul based on current EPA rules.
Even what the utilities already have planned is going to have a significant cost to ratepayers.
Trodd says utilities must project over 15 to 20 years how much power they need to generate based on current facilities, but the EPA rules mandate the retirement of coal-fired plants.
Perhaps it is being identified for shutdown. You have to have something to replace that power to make sure the lights stay on.
The SEC says the EPA's own models revealed that before 2020 in Virginia, 2,851 megawatts of fossil fuel generation would be retired and replaced by only 351 megawatts of offshore wind power. It says complying with the rules would cost Dominion Virginia Power alone $5.5 to $6 billion, which would be passed on to consumers' electric bills. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.